After years of humiliation, you have finally given in. You know you will never satisfy me with your pathetic little penis. I put up with it at first, but after a while, I just couldn't fake it anymore. I let you do it, but couldn't pretend it was good. You tried orally, and it helped, but it just wasn't what I wanted. And what I wanted was a nice, big dick. I know you love me and want me to be satisfied. So we talked about it one night, and I told you if you want me to be satisfied, you'll have to find me a man with a nice big cock, and then you can watch me with a real man, and you can see how a real man does it. You told me you started looking at the guys from work in a different light, wondering if they would do. Then one day you told me you went to a bar after work, too depressed to go home, and there you met the perfect man. He was very dark-skinned, but that wasn't the important thing. You explained it was when he pulled it out in the stall next to you, and it hung down at least 6 or 7 inches limp, that you knew he was perfect. You bought him a drink and told him what I wanted, and he agreed to at least meet me. I had you make reservations at a fine restaurant downtown with a bar for you to sit and observe. You sat there and ordered a lemon water, as I instructed. After all, we do need a safe driver. And you watched as the waiter seated me in this man. He was perfect. Courteous, funny, and oh my god, he was fucking gorgeous. I think I looked amazing in a silk dress over nothing but a lace thong. We drank and talked. And after a few drinks, I slipped my foot between his legs and over his cock. It was huge. And I felt the dampness grow between my thighs as I thought about him in me. I looked over at you, my pathetic husband, and smiled as I massaged his cock. A real cock, under the table. We had one last drink. And then I signaled you that it was time to go. You got the car from the valet, and we got in the back. It was as if you weren't even there as we giggled and fondled each other. But I saw you peeking in the rearview mirror, and you watched helplessly as his hand slipped inside my gown, massaging my breast as he kissed me. You dropped us off in the front of the house, and we went in without so much as of a thank you as you parked the car. We climbed the stairs quickly and went to the bedroom, both of us feeling the lust. I undressed him as he slipped off my gown. I saw you come to the door and peek in as I lay in the bed in my black lace panties. The man was naked. Hard. Kneeling between my legs, his enormous cock stuck out over my stomach, and you could see I loved the feel as I stroked it. I looked over at you, my pathetic little cucky hubby, as you watched, and I giggled at your humiliation. He ripped off my panties and thrust inside me, and I again looked at you in the eye as his cock filled me. I smiled at you as he fucked me, and you could see the pleasure, hear the pleasure as I moaned and squealed at being fucked by a real man. You told me later that it was the smile you had always wanted to see when you were in the bed with me, but you never did. You knew your life had changed forever that night, and sex was to be a different experience from now on, too. Do you like to watch? Does a cuckold fantasy make your little dicklet hard? Well, let's make your cuckold fantasy a reality. This is Empress Ivy of MasturbationFascination.com, PenisPenitentiary.com, and RoleplayMistress.com. And you can reach me by calling 1-800-601-7259.